B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, it's 5:40. You made it to Friday.
Yes, yeah.
Nice. It's going to be a cold weekend, though. Good grief. High today is 61. Saturday, 60. And Sunday, 57.
Wow.
Wow, that was fast. That took
pumpkin
a turn.
Pumpkin. Yeah. Buying pumpkin spice, sipping, fire pit.
Nice.
That's what I'm...
Are we playing a game?
Good sound? Fire pit. Yeah. Word association.
Name, yeah. Bob. Name three things.
That you're going to do in 50-degree weather.
LBF says she's going to do, but won't. Okay.
I will.
Yeah, you doing
I
it?
Am. Okay. It's my plan.
Okay. So yesterday, my wife and I were at store... I won't mention it, the store, but it's very, very nice and upscale. And they sell white pumpkins.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did a white pumpkin thing.
What is up with white pumpkins this year?
It's just like, I mean.
They're twice as much as
they are expensive.
Yeah.
Because they go with like a decor and like people are using grays and whites in their home decor and then you throw some orange in there and it's like bleh.
Yeah.
So so then you use the white pumpkin and then sometimes you can get like the heirloom pumpkins or whatever and they're like bluish and and so I did that one.
We're over $100 in pumpkins.
Yeah. Wow. That's what happens.
Those white ones are the ones they use for pumpkin chunking because they're a little more dense than your orange
pumpkin.
Well, then
there's that.
So you can throw it really far.
I can't wait.
So yeah, that's classy.
That's classy. Well, she also made a wreath that's she's into this whole fall thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta be.
People love
else are you gonna
fall.
Do?
No, there's nothing else to do.
Nothing.
I just made a beautiful wreath, and now you know, $100 worth of white pumpkins that you can't. Can you eat the seeds? No, you can't. They're too dense. You can't even get in it.
I don't know.
And that's not fun.
I just let the squirrels eat it.
Yeah, that's they can eat whatever. So yesterday, 5 o'clock, that was it. That's a wrap for the $1 million playlist. So no more scrambles. 5 o'clock. Somebody got it from, where were they from, Brian? It was a different locale. Anyway.
North Reading. Christine Colbert.
All right, Christine, congrats. So they're going to join us a week from Tuesday for the $1 million playlist.
That's
so they have a shot
exciting.
At $1 million. 20 people have already won 1,000. So
wow.
They have a shot at $1 million. Of course, we'll bring, if that happens, we'll certainly
open the vault. You're going to bring a checkbook? You think the pumpkins were expensive?
It wasn't part of the deal. I thought you had that. Your husband works for the lottery. I thought.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I know.
Not so much. Okay. Anyway, that was fun. That's a wrap. Brand new game starts Monday. More details on that coming up.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF,
and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
And Carol Basson's got a new project. The Dancing with the Stars contestant is ready to expose animal abusers around the world with her new unscripted series. Baskin and her alive husband, Howard Baskin, are teaming up with ITV, America's Think Factory Media, for the show that aims to bring animal abusers to justice.
Well, she's going to have time on her hand because she'll be voted off pretty promptly.
Disagree.
My money's on her out.
No way.
Come on.
They got to keep her at least for 2 more rounds.
There's
no other reason to
watch
the show.
They'd like to. But I don't. But who calls for her?
I know. But
well, there are a lot
rigged.
Of people that like Prince.
Cat people.
Yeah,
that's
the cat people.
Yeah,
right. Maybe
the
cat people.
Yeah.
I'm just glad she didn't come out with some sort of fashion line.
No,
all right.
It's coming.
Oh, boy.
It's coming.
All right. I hate to bring this up, Brian. In sports, it was an upsetting loss for the Celtics last night, losing to the Heat 106-101. Marcus Smart unloaded on his teammates and could be heard screaming in the locker room. This is the second straight game the Celtics have blown a double-digit lead to Miami. Game 3 is tomorrow, and the Red Sox host the Yankees tonight. Weather today, cloudy and 61. I'm LBF. That's the news this morning. How are the roads? Do you have something to say?
Yeah, hey, we got Scott Zolak coming up at 8:35 today to talk Patriots. Who cares about the Red Sox?
I'm sorry.
Nobody.
Just going to mention that.
All right, good.
Oh, good.
Thanks.
Glad you guys are here.
Yeah. No, that's the only thing I'm excited about because game 3 I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah, so I saw Scott yesterday, Zolak, and he was eating a pretty much a bag of fried chicken at his desk.
That's how you do it.
Before his show at 10 o'clock. I mean, it unashamedly, just eating.
And in my next
finger
life,
licking.
I'm going to be a football, retired football
player. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
So,
other than CTE, it's pretty good.
I thought we weren't supposed to lick our fingers anymore.
Don't lick someone else's fingers.
Is that
Bob?
What it is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he knows where he is. Anyway, so we'll talk to Zoe 8:35 this morning.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Save on organic Honeycrisp apples at Whole Foods Market for only $2.69 a pound through September 22nd while supplies last. And P.S., Prime members get an extra 10% off. So how about that? Okay, LBF, what do you have that's cool this morning?
Okay, you think you got in your 10,000 steps and feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
I got a guy who's beating you.
Oh, really?
Not yeah.
Great. Oh, great. Like, that's not hard enough.
I know, right?
Okay.
Fine. I was averaging like 5 steps this summer.
5,000?
No, 5.
Okay. It's only 2 okay. steps to the fridge and back. Yep. Okay. I'll make you feel better. Let's all go have a cheeseburger. I'll tell you why.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I have to share with you the weirdest, most fascinating, wonderful love story documentary that I've seen in many, many years.
Really?
Yeah, wait, this is bizarro. If I watched it last night, you will love it, LBF.
Okay, so 10,000 steps, that's what you're supposed to do every day.
Mm.
Well, this 88-year-old guy named Brad Hathaway, he has been on a mission to walk 24,901 miles, the exact circumference of the Earth.
Wow.
He started walking 3 miles a day back in 1988 when he was dealing with some health problems, and he's hoping to hit his goal next month.
And his family has no idea where he is.
He's raising money for charity, and he is from Mattapoisett.
Wait a minute. Wow. So he's not really walking the Earth. He's just trying to get
to
that many steps
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. How's he look?
And he's 88.
He's 88?
Yeah.
Holy man.
And he started in 88.
Jeez.
Wow.
And that's like, I don't know,
that's
the stick-to-itiveness that I don't have.
No, you don't. No,
no, not at all.
You can start.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. How's he look? Good?
He looks great.
He must.
All right.
Inspiration.
All right. Well, it's a great day today. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
That I can do.
Yeah.
That you can get behind.
How many steps would
that
you take
get behind.
To get to a cheeseburger?
I have some fun cheeseburger facts for you. You like fun facts,
yeah,
Bob.
We do.
It might have been invented by mistake in Pasadena, California, 1924. This is what the story goes. A guy named Lionel Sternberger worked for his dad's hamburger stand.
That's good.
Just outside of L.A. He burned one side of the burger, so he goes, ugh. He covered it with cheese.
Ah,
that could just be an urban legend, but that's a pretty good
great.
Story.
I love that his name is Sternberger,
Lionel
though.
Sternberger.
Yeah.
Favorite cheese on a burger?
Yellow American.
American. It does not specify the color, but that is a good one.
I like a nice yellow gold American.
I like cheddar.
Cheddar is a close
cheese.
Second.
Cheddar's good.
I like Gruyere myself.
Yes.
Swiss.
I didn't even slap any cheese on that.
And,
yeah, it's cheese.
Jimmy Buffett's Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Yeah.
Actual meal. Jimmy was stuck out on a boat and was forced to eat canned food and peanut butter. And when he got to land, he had a cheeseburger, and oh, it was so good.
That launched his entire career.
There you go.
That
right?
one song?
He had some before that.
That's
you know,
the one, though.
Changes in Latitudes.
Oh.
And, Come Monday.
Yeah.
But Come Cheeseburger, that was the one. Come Cheeseburger.
All right.
Okay, finally. So last night, my wife said, look, there's this weird documentary we have to watch on Netflix because some girl on her show that she watches, was it Southern Charm?
Yeah, Cameron.
Was bawling about it, so she had to watch it, and I agreed.
Okay, here she's bawling.
Okay.
I think. Let's see if we can get this.
Well.
Here you go.
Y'all, you have Netflix. You have to watch this movie about the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Watched.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to be able to eat octopus again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. To even eat.
Okay.
It's called My Octopus.
Y'all, this
okay. All right, y'all.
She keeps going.
Well,
wow.
Y'all gonna love this. So I sat down. Sorry, honey. Your pick. I'll watch it. Whatever. I was absolutely engrossed in this movie. It's a documentary about Hour 20. It's called My Octopus Teacher. A guy just has a weird, wacky, wonderful relationship with an octopus he befriends underwater. They become fast friends. There is a tragic ending.
Oh, like, there's...
I'm just saying.
It's like Hank in Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah.
The Similar. Octopus.
I mean, this is, it's an amazing animal. Check this out.
Is it going to ruin calamari for me?
I'm going pure squid now, please. Unless, until there's a squid movie.
Wow.
I'm going to go with squid. It's fascinating. Watch it.
Okay. But
My Octopus
Did
teacher.
You cry?
I came close.
Oh,
oh yeah.
There really?
Was, it was welling up in
you
there.
You cried over an octopus movie?
You're going to fall in pages.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 6:31. So, LBF and Brian, you just saw the trailer for My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah.
Are you fascinated? Are you in?
I'm in. I don't know if I want to cry tonight. Like, I have to plan my cry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I want to have a good time tonight. I might save it for, like, Saturday. I can't do it Sunday because I could come in here on Monday and I don't want puffy eyes.
You're planning your cry.
I'm planning my cry. Yeah,
Did you ever
have
think
to.
That you would be crying about an octopus or fearful of crying about an octopus?
No.
It's crazy.
I never thought, but you know, a lot of things can make me cry.
Apparently. I mean, I didn't cry.
You almost did, though.
I almost did. Because the last scene, the last 5 minutes, it's unbelievable. So we just talk about it because if you're looking for something this weekend, it looks like it's going to be chilly. 61 today, 60 tomorrow, and 57. Yeah. You know, between football, check it out.
Yeah, you know, if you don't want to cry at the Celtics, you can cry at this.
Brian was crying. I went to bed last night.
Thought we weren't going to talk about this.
I saw somebody in the hallway from the sports station.
Yeah.
Said it's over.
No.
Well,
said it's over. It's over.
Plenty of time to watch my Octopus Teacher then.
I said it's not over, Daisy. You have two more to lose. So
not
we'll
over.
All right, Brian. Hang in there. LBF, what's coming up with Dirty Laundry?
Oh, well, I'm going to teach you how to smize. Actually, I'm not going to teach you how to smize. Tyra Banks is going to teach you how to smize. And smizing is super important now in the land of masks.
Yeah, it is. What she's smizing about. Can't wait.
I can tell.
All right, fine.
Jeez.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
Check your ride. Brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Hey, can I apologize to Whole Foods real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. I ordered a wheat boulet. It's a nice loaf of wheat bread.
Nice.
Yes.
I left at the counter, said, can you slice this for me? Absolutely, sir. And I never went back.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Wow. The next time you go in there, Bob, they're going to be like, we're going to need your license.
Right.
Some guy keeps asking us to slice bread and then walks away.
I look like a punk, right? I mean, jeez. I'm coming back. Don't you worry. I'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That bread. 6:46. LBF's got her dirty laundry. Here we go.
Okay. Before we get to the reunion we've been waiting for, I'm going to tell you how to smize. Well, I'm not going to tell you how to smize. Smizing, by the way, is smiling with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do it because now we wear masks and no one knows that I'm smiling underneath my mask. And I'm always smiling and hoping it reaches my eyes.
Smiling's your favorite.
Smiling is my favorite.
Yeah, no, you're a big smiler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Some hiding things.
No,
but,
no.
But Tyra Banks was on Drew Barrymore's new show.
Yeah.
And she taught her how to smize. And now I'm going to share that information with you so you can use it today to smize at everybody you know.
Okay.
I want you to think about your daughters.
Oh.
Say they are performing on a stage and you're in the audience. Oh, yeah, there you go, Drew. You're in the audience, they're performing on a stage, and you are so proud of them. And you want to beam that light from your being into them because you are so proud.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is your eyes begin to squint, your mouth becomes slightly numb, and all the energy comes up here. And you're like, yeah, baby.
Wow.
You know what?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tyra.
Make work your favorite. Smizing. When I'm in a recital watching my kid, I'm not smizing. I'm terrified.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm like Steve Martin in Parenthood, where he's just like in the audience kind of watching, hoping nothing goes wrong.
Really?
That's how I live my life.
There's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show.
That's not me. That's the Mary Steenburgen character in Parenthood. She likes the roller coaster. Wow.
You're not Mary. Got
all
it.
All right.
Okay,
anyway,
fine.
All right. The reunion. The reunion we've all been waiting for. Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
They did a table reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Zoom. And she played Linda.
Time out. What are these table readings? What is that?
They've been doing
are they making
things
a movie
for charity.
Or they
just kind of like, tune in and then pay, like, you know, you donate. And
so they just read the script.
Yeah, they just act
Princess
it out. Bride just did one.
Yeah, they
okay.
Yeah, they,
I
yeah,
got
so,
it.
They can't right. get together, so they Zoom
we have a
table.
Sound of that?
We have a little sound of that. This is when Linda walks in on Brad. You know that scene with the red bathing suit?
With Phoebe?
Yes, Phoebe Cates was the OG.
Here it is.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Oh, my God.
That's Morgan Freeman narrating.
You had to pay for that?
I know. Wow, it's a little strange.
Yeah.
It must have been like when she walked in on Brad and Angelina having an affair they were making Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Hashtag never forget.
Time out. She walked in on them?
No, I'm supposing. Okay, but you know what she found out?
Yeah, what?
She found out.
Oh, she found out, yeah, that Brad and
Angelina were, doing the horizontal hula on the set.
He wasn't
talk about a table read.
He wasn't acting alone, was he?
Anyway.
He was not acting alone that time. No way. Angelina. Okay, good stuff, LBF. It's 6:49. Hey, you guys want to play the 5-second rule coming up?
Sure.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. Brian, do we have anything for the great prize?
We do. Our friends at Wahlburgers have sent us a gift card. How about that?
Nice. We're going to play the 5-second rule coming up just after 7 o'clock.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's Friday, so we like to have a little fun on the show, get you ready for the weekend. And we have the 5-second game we're going to play now. Here's how it works. We have two people on the phone that are going to play against each other for a valuable prize. Let's say good morning to Mary from East Boston. Morning, Mary.
Good morning, everybody.
That's good. And say hi, Bob. From Mattapoisett.
Hey, everybody.
Bob, what do you do for work?
I'm a truck driver for Stop and Shop.
Oh, great. Look at that. All right. Mary, what do you do?
I'm a correctional officer for the Shattuck Hospital in Jamaica Plains.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Jeez, all right.
But you got some handcuffs there, huh, Mary?
Hi, Brian.
What?
Okay. All right, guys. You know how it works. We're going to give you a category.
Messed up.
LBF and I will give you a category, and you've got 5 seconds to name as many of that category as you can, okay? So we're going to start with, we'll go Bob first this time. So, Bob, LBF, what do you have for him? I'm going to put a timer up, Bob.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Name as many animal sounds as you can.
In 5 seconds.
Animal sounds?
Here we go.
Moo, oink.
All right, we got two.
Nice. I liked that, Dad.
All right, here we go. Keep it moving. Mary, you got two. Mary, name as many Chinese food dishes as you can in 5 seconds, okay? Go.
Hey, yep. Spare rib. Beef teriyaki. Chicken wings.
All right, we're going to give you three.
That's good.
You got three.
Okay.
Yep. All right, very good. Okay, LBF.
Okay. Name as many.
Bob,
you ready?
Yep.
Good places to go on a first date.
Ready? Places to go on a good date, Bob. Here we go.
Movies, concerts, mall, restaurants.
Ball?
Ball, sure.
What are you, 16?
Are we giving them restaurants?
I give them restaurants.
Under the bell.
Yeah, under the bell.
Okay, Mary. Mary, it's your turn. Yep. Mary, things that stick in your teeth. Things that stick in your teeth. Go.
Gooey candy. Gum. Cotton candy.
What was the first candy?
Gooey candy.
Oh, gooey candy.
Gooey candy. Okay, yeah. We're going to give it
a brand name.
Okay. All right, you get that score, Brian?
We're all tied up at 6 apiece.
Oh, my gosh.
All tied. Okay, here we go. Bob.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Things that smell bad.
Bob, things that smell bad. Go.
Poop, fish, feet, boogers.
Boogers. Smell bad.
Boogers. Wow.
Boogers. I don't know.
I mean, they're there in your nose.
Can't
judge. You can't judge. He's got four. All right, Bob.
My 11-year-old loved every word that you just said, Bob.
While we play the game. All right, Mary. Are we giving him boogers?
Oh, yeah.
We're giving him boogers.
All right, you got.
Here,
okay, Mary. You got four. You got to get four here, Mary, to tie. Okay, Mary. Here we go. Things you don't want to find in your house. Things you don't want to find in your house. Go.
Rat, mice, bug, bed bug, garment.
What? What was the first one?
Rats, mice, bugs.
Yeah, and then
bed bugs.
I don't think we got it. Did we get in all four? I don't think we did.
Did we get them all in? Judges?
Bed bugs the same thing as bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
bugs, Mary. We're sorry, Mary.
I'm going to give it to Bob then.
Mary, we're sorry.
Varmints was after the buzzer.
Yeah,
we had buzzer.
Yeah.
Was it? That's fine.
Mary. Thanks, Glenn, Mary. Bob.
Emily has a fire.
Good job. Bye, Mary.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she should
She's the only one who can put us in jail, though, as a correction officer. What do we have for Bob?
All right, Bob. You know what? It's National Cheeseburger Day, and our friends over at Wahlburgers sent us a $25 gift card to enjoy over in Dorchester, Fenway, Hingham, or Linfield. So there you go. You can enjoy a Wahlburger for National Cheeseburger
Day. How about that, Bob?
Awesome. My girlfriend will love that.
That's great.
Oh, he's going to share.
I can't wait to tell her how you won.
I know.
You can go to the mall on a date.
Just don't do the nose
thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, Mary was feisty, huh?
Mary was fighting. She's a corrections officer.
She was fighting for the win, but you nailed it. She said bugs and bed bugs, so they're bugs.
Yeah.
Saying the same thing. But Bob's got a great prize. Hang in there, Bob.
She could have overruled me.
She could have overruled
me. No, you.
No, I don't know. I think you're right.
Put the blame on me.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Yes, I am. You're getting good at that. LBF. Spot it. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 727. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And cloudy day, 61. A little windy out there for the high. That's your high today. 45 tonight. Oh, that's nice and cold.
That's cold. Do I turn on the heat?
You might be. I think you're okay.
Okay.
The house should be warm enough, right? Wait as long as you can. Sunny and 60 for tomorrow, but Sunday, maybe go to the heat, 57. Okay?
Yikes.
All right. So it's National Cheeseburger Day. Did you know that?
I did know it.
It is.
I could go for a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
I don't want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger. No. Too early for a cheeseburger? Look, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
What do you have?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger.
Got it.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
It is. Yay, on a Friday. All right, go ahead. Build your perfect cheeseburger, LBF.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled. All right.
Yeah.
Then a medium rare burger.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Topped with.
What are you wearing?
No. Brie.
Go ahead.
Topped with brie, caramelized onion, and
brie.
Brie. Yeah, I'm going with brie this time. It's a little like it makes it a little mush, but
it's
I like it.
A little cheesy.
And then a little jalapeno jam.
Ooh.
Dang.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
No, it does sound good if you're making that deal.
I might put an egg on it, too, if I'm feeling crazy.
Egg makes it better.
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you got?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I made one the other night that had some just plain old American cheese, but then I went with some guacamole and a little bit of salsa and some jalapenos.
Oh, a little Mexican burger.
A little Mexican burger. It was very tasty.
You know what? I love a simple patty melt.
You're a purist.
On marble, right?
Yeah.
Swiss, onions, maybe mushroom, but I hadn't thought of the egg, LBF.
It takes years of practice eating, overeating, to think of the egg.
Overeating.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. A patty melt with an egg, next level.
Next level. That's right.
On marble, wow, that sounds good. Or you could go, well, did you ever hear Mitch Hedberg's bit on, he's a deceased comedian, but he was a weird dude, but he had a funny take on the sesame seed.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking about the buns.
I think they could take sesame seeds off the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank.
All right.
They're going to have to change that McDonald's song. 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. What's the sesame seed grow into? I don't know. We never give him a chance.
Yeah, we eat him. He was great.
Oh, that's right.
Enjoy it. Thanks again to Wahlburgers for giving us a prize for our last game. That was fun. Bob, the truck driver from Mattapoisett, will be taking his wife or girlfriend. Did you say girlfriend?
Either one.
Maybe they'll both come.
Yeah, maybe. That'll be fun.
Anyway, it'll be great for lunch. Okay. Thanks, guys. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
What is coming up? Well, we have Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt's reunion that we've been waiting for, and how to smize.
How to smize.
You know what smizing is?
I know.
Smizing's my favorite.
Yes, we know. Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
Hey, it's LBF, and I've been spending a lot of time at my house. And when you do that, you realize that it needs a little work. I mean, it could be a big job like, I don't know, a new kitchen or a smaller one where you just want to redo the bathroom. But if you've been thinking about making home improvements, now's the perfect time to call Century Bank and use the equity in your home to remodel that dream kitchen or fix your aging roof. The interest rate at Century Bank is only 2.75%, APR guaranteed for 12 months. Some of the most competitive rates around. And it's easy to make home improvements with the Century Bank Home Equity Line of Credit. Century Bank's low rates mean low monthly payments. Apply today. The rates might not be this low again. Go to centurybank.com. Visit any branch. I went to Braintree. I love Kara. She's super nice. Or call 866-8-CENTURY. You can do anything with the Century Bank Home Equity. Safe and secure member of FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS 411068. 2.75%. APR guaranteed for 12 months. Rates variable after initial 12-month period.
For all your foundation and color.
Let's get some dirty laundry done. Here's LBF.
John Mellencamp's daughter is in trouble. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, the reunion we've been waiting for. But first, how do you smize? Smize, what is smizing? Smizing is smiling with your eyes. And Tyra Banks created it, and now it's really important to do it because we're all wearing masks and no one knows if you're scowling or if you're smiling. So here's how you do it. Here's how you smile with your eyes.
I want you to think about your daughters. Say they are performing on a stage and you're in the audience. Oh, yeah, there you go, Drew. You're in the audience, they're performing on a stage, and you are so proud of them, and you want to beam that light from your being into them because you are so proud. And what happens is your eyes begin to squint, your mouth becomes slightly numb, and all the energy comes up here, and you're like, yeah, baby.
Wow.
That's Tyra talking to Drew Barrymore on her new show.
Brian had his mask on while you were doing that.
Did you smize?
Did you tell if I was smiling?
I couldn't. I wasn't looking at you.
did it work?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite.
All right, Teddy Mellencamp. She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's John Mellencamp's daughter. She used to be Chubbs, and now she's skinny.
Oh.
And she has an accountability weight loss program that I laugh and laugh and laugh at when I watch the show because...
Why? What do you mean accountability?
Yeah, like, so basically you pay somebody to call you every day and say, you're going to eat that? Pretty much. And it's called All In by Teddy, and it's under fire by former clients and fans because they have this harsh eating and exercise requirement. It's like, you know, $600 for a two-week program that basically allows you to eat 500 to 1,000 calories a day along with an hour of cardio, and then you have to carry a scale around with you and check in with your accountability coach to share your daily numbers and picks of your meals.
It probably works because that's really what Weight Watchers is all about,
accountability?
Right? Yeah, you got to weigh in.
Yeah, but that's a very expensive slash... It's like the calorie to dollar ratio is, I don't know, it's crazy. $600 for 600
calories.
That's
the kind of thing you can sell out there.
I guess that's true. It is out there.
Consider their audience.
It's a big company now.
Now, I have a doctor's appointment in the first week of October.
Yep.
That's accountability.
Really? That's why I don't go to the doctor.
I can't go in, you know, weighing more than I did when he told me to lose a few pounds. That would not be good.
You can refuse to be weighed.
You can?
Oh, my friend does it all the
serious?
Time.
Oh, she's your
like,
friend, huh?
No, hey, I just close my eyes and say, don't tell me. If you tell me, I'll kill you.
Are you serious?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. I don't want to know any numbers.
Really?
Really? Wow. Why would I want to know that? Well, I have my genes.
You don't.
They don't lie.
They don't tell
they
you.
They sometimes lie.
But they'll
they
give
don't
you 3
me.
Pounds for genes, so you should get those 3 pound credit.
Listen, they don't.
They don't tell.
No, but they don't tell me. If I tell them not to tell me.
Well, then you tell them to minus 3 no matter what they're writing down.
And my friend Jen just says no. They say you get on the scale, and she says no. And then she walks past it and goes in the room.
Look at her.
She's a boss.
Yeah, apparently. What do you think she weighs?
All right, you're such a jerk. You know what? She's fine.
Bronson. Okay.
She's fine.
Well, I mean, you know, she's...
Speaking of Jen's, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt did a table read along with some other celebrities of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And the scene that they recreated, this is weird for two exes, is the one with Brad and Linda when Linda gets out of the pool.
Yeah, we gotta
you know the scene?
Set the table for it, so to
picture
speak.
Picture it.
Yeah, picture
red
that.
Bikini. Oh, yeah. Phoebe Cates.
I think the movie was better, but here we go.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they recreated that. That's weird that these two exes did that. They played those
and then Morgan...
Morgan Freeman was the voiceover because you know, it was a script to table read.
Needed that. That's weird. People are paying for that?
Yeah, I think money goes to charity. They've been doing it. Princess Bride just did one as a fundraiser. And it's, hey, actors and actresses, they don't have a lot to do.
Well, no, they don't. Yeah. Great song, by the way, The Cars.
Cars, yes.
Rick Ocasek died a year ago this week. So how about that?
Way to put a really depressing pin in
well,
that.
Well, no, but I mean, it's just,
thank
yeah,
you.
I thought, you know,
all right, awesome.
Fun fact.
Can we talk about weight again?
Because
that's
fun.
So fun.
Okay, I'm the one with the doctor's appointment, not you.
Listen, I know how to work those people. I just walk away. Tell me nothing.
I wear jeans and I get my 3 pound credit. That's what I mean. Okay. 7
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, indeed. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player this morning from Townsend. It's Darlene. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Darlene, tell us a little bit about yourself, please. What do you do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I am a housekeeping manager at the Groton Inn, and I live with my daughter, her husband, and my 2 grandchildren in Townsend.
That's wonderful.
Nice.
Now, we were just looking at the Groton Inn, LBF.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Very beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
I love it.
Yeah. A nice little getaway.
I know. They have an outdoor fireplace.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, just thinking, you know.
Just tell them you know Darlene.
I'll be like, yes.
Just tell them you know Darlene.
And very clean rooms, I just want to say.
Very.
Very, very.
Well, that's what Darlene's in charge of.
I know.
Of.
That's
yes.
why I very said good. It, Bob.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just wanted to, you know, maybe follow up with that in case I ever stay. And Darlene. Did. Anyway, you ready to play Super Smart, Darlene?
I am.
Okay, you know the drill. You get it all right, all 10 of these questions. We'll give you $1,000, Darlene. Is that exciting?
Very exciting.
Okay. But remember, if you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to the question. Here we go.
What's 11 plus 11?
22.
Penne is a type of what?
Pasta.
What color shirt does Tiger Woods wear at final rounds?
White.
In what U.S. state did Leon Wood Bean open his first retail store?
Pass.
Which Shakespearean character killed Polonius?
Pass.
What board game was invented by Charles B. Darrow during the Great Depression?
Monopoly.
How many wives did Henry VIII have?
12.
Pony, shot, and jigger are all units to measure what?
Pass. Alcohol.
Which bone is known as the patella?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. In what movie does Kathy Bates play an obsessed fan? Oh, we ran out of time.
Not your day, Darlene. I'm sorry. But you got four.
Four,
right?
Yeah. That's
you got a lot,
okay.
lot of passes. You ran out of time, off the clock.
What's well, let me go through them.
Yep.
What color shirt does Tiger Woods wear at final rounds? That's red.
Yeah. I heard her say red.
She said white.
She said white.
Really?
Yes.
I heard red.
Well,
thank you anyway.
In what U.S. state did Leon Wood Bean open his first retail store? Maine. That's L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Hamlet killed Polonius. Never
just like
either.
Jeopardy, I hate when there's a Shakespeare question.
Right, I don't, yeah.
Just
I skip
go with
that.
Always say Hamlet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Henry VIII had six wives,
felt like
but it
12.
Felt like 12.
Felt like 12.
Oh my God. Patella is the kneecap, and Kathy Bates played an obsessed fan in the movie Misery.
Misery.
But you did, you know what? You did great.
Yeah, darling, you're fine. Four right. But
lots of passes. That's all right.
How do you like seafood?
Yes, I do.
Well, good, because you got a $50.
Another right answer.
Yeah.
You know why I said that is no, I'm allergic to shellfish, but whatever you give me is fine.
Well, we're going to give you a $50 Legal Seafoods gift card. You don't have to have the shellfish.
Mm-mm.
You can have some haddock and salmon, all that good stuff. Okay, Darlene?
Don't be shellfish. Share it with your daughter.
Oh, my God. I knew it was happening by one of you. I was like, I thought
oh,
it.
God.
No, and I, then there. See what
anyway,
I have to put up with?
All right, guys. So, Darlene.
I hear it all the time. You guys are great. I love you both.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You. Well, see, listen, I can't wait to visit the Groton Inn.
No.
That looks
Please
awesome.
Come by. And we have an awesome restaurant as well, the Forge and Vine.
Oh, I mean, I'm so there.
You had him at restaurant. Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is dangle some
Look
food
it
in
up.
That guy's
Look
face.
It
Sorry, Darlene. What was that? Don't listen to her. It's you and me, darling.
Oh, my God.
All right, you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. Bye. Do the same.
Bye-bye. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty, then. If you want to play Super Smart, and hey, you win stuff, okay?
You
we
do.
We are not shellfish. We're going to give you a prize, just like that. Darlene
just like that.
Got Legal Seafoods. If you want to play,
go to WROR.com, register to play, and practice while you're there because we have the quiz, and it's multiple choice.
You'll see how you do.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank and Dunkin'. Wow, we added a sponsor.
Wow.
It's so big. Wow, everybody's on board with that. Hold the sugar. Here's Scott Zolak. Morning, Scott.
Morning. You guys get those refreshers from Dunkin'?
Not yet. Are they good?
Oh, my God. They got like a peach passion fruit, a strawberry passion. Mm. I just like I just like the word passion, so I just ordered that.
Oh, boy.
I hope you were up at the right window.
Oh, God.
All right.
Why is your hands in your pocket, sir?
Scott Zolak, give me a grade for Cam Newton last Sunday. What do you say?
I give him an A, solid A.
Yeah.
Not A minus, not A plus, but I just thought, you know, everybody talked about the energy that he brought. That's evident, right? You can just see he's an infectious type of kid. I thought he made good throws, good accurate throws, and I thought he was a stud in the running game. And he ran the offense that they wanted him running. He ran it really well.
That's great. I'd like to see him go deep. When is that going to happen? You know, I think he didn't throw more than 20 yards.
Well, I think you're going to start to see that when teams start to play the run, meaning they're going to get eight guys up and tight in the box and giving you that a lot of area back here, daring you to throw. He's going to have to make some throws down the field, and you know, N'Keal Harry's going to have to step up and be that sort of guy.
Yeah. So what was it like at the stadium last Sunday? Was nobody there, really, right? Was that weird for you guys?
You ever take your kids to church, and they're running around, and everybody's trying to be quiet, but there's some sort of noise going on in the back. It was like that. It was like church. It was weird, man. It was surreal.
I mean, could you hear the pumped-in audience? Were you hearing that?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear that? Huh.
We didn't hear any of that. We heard a low murmur in the stadium, but it's not even anywhere near what it is like on game day. I think the legal level is 70 decibels. Normally, they're hitting, I think, around 140 when it's jamming in there.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that must have been weird for you. Hey,
it was
so
terrible.
I saw you on Twitter Sunday, and I think you were talking about Brady. All I saw was a puking emoji.
Yeah, that was a pick six throw right there. You always want to puke as a quarterback when you do that.
Mm-hmm. So grade him.
Or else I had like 10 drinks, and I was also puking. So it could be one or the other.
How'd you think Tom did, though? I mean, he was up and down, right?
I mean, it's not up to his standards, but it's not as bad as people are making it, because I think what the coach and the way the coach is calling him out is compounding the problem there.
Right.
He's trying to motivate him for sure. I hate when our boss does that.
I don't motivate
him. Like he needs motivation, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's good. Brian, any questions before we move on to LBFs?
Yeah, Scott, I was just curious. With Cam running so much, are they just kind of getting him comfortable and then they'll open it up a little bit more? What do you think?
I think they're trying to feel in live action what he can and what he can't do. Remember, there's no preseason games.
Yeah.
And all they have to go off is film. And he had 15 kids. So if they want to keep him healthy, they're going to have to protect him a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it. Yeah, he can't run 70 yards a game, right?
You can't.
No, you can't do that.
No, I couldn't.
LBF.
Yes.
Here is your getting to know Zoe question.
Okay, so a lot of parents are helping teach their kids at home because of this whole remote learning stuff. So if you could teach any subject to your kids, what would it be, like, that you're good at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, art. Absolutely, art.
Really?
Really?
I could draw a picture of Bob, and it looked like Bob with them caricatures of him standing at the urinal, and it is funny as hell.
Okay, well, that's your assignment. I think you should definitely be doing that.
No, Scott, that's
please,
fine.
Oh my God. Please.
Wow, that's funny.
Teaching these kids at home. I just got in a fight with my wife. She threw me out of the house because we're screaming trying to get him signed on, and we thought they're going to be in front of these teachers are going to be in front of them remote. No, these kids have to teach themselves through assignments that are assigned to them. Then they check in remotely periodically. This is unbelievable what these kids have to go through.
I know.
Awful.
Stinks.
Awful.
It's crazy.
Oh, well, there you
go. But art with Mr. Zolak will be fun.
I know, that'd be so fun. What are we drawing today, Mr. Zolak?
Right.
Well,
I got a good dirty joke to show you guys when I come in through art.
Oh, so nice.
I cannot wait. Right. My Friday just
talent.
Got excellent.
What a talent. All right, Scott, give us a score Sunday's game. I tell you, I'm a little nervous about this one. What do you say?
Yeah, 26-17, Seattle.
Calling Seattle. Russell Wilson is phenomenal, let's be honest,
Russ
right?
Russ is good. It's a hard trip, man. It's a six-hour flight. You know, you get out there Friday, they got air quality, and thank God their fans aren't out there. So it's the only game you really wish you don't have fans at.
You're not traveling, though, right?
I am not traveling.
Okay. All right, Scott doing it virtual like everything else. Hey, thanks for checking in. See you in the hallways.
In the bathroom.
Right,
bring a pen,
some
Scott.
Play some more Bananarama.
You got it.
It's a cruel summer, Scott. We'll see you later.
Yeah, bye-bye. More Bananarama for Scott Zolak. That's great.
Never enough.
Boy.
He's picking Seattle, so just we'll see. Sunday night game. We'll see how that goes. Who do you got?
I got. Who's playing?
Never mind. 1057 WROR, 80s and more with Tom Petty. Free Fallin', it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 61 degrees today, that's it. We're already at 59, so we're almost there for your high temperature at 850. That's crazy.
Wow.
Tomorrow, sunny and 60, and for Sunday, sunny and 57.
I'm getting some flannel out.
You better, you can. So, LBF and Brian, LBF, you were just talking about smizing.
Yes.
Where Tyra Banks is advising people now with masks that you need to smize with your eyes.
Yes, smile with your eyes. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, well, you do it, though. They get all crinkly.
I can scowl with my eyes.
But you know what's hard these days is flirting. Because if you're wearing a mask, how can you tell if person's interested in you, if you're even going out? So if you're ever trying to flirt with a guy and wondering if he's picking up the signs, he definitely is. According to a new study out of the University of Kansas, go ahead and click your shoes together.
Yeah.
There's such a thing.
Can take me away from here?
Yes. Oh, there is such a thing as flirting face that women make. And the researchers found pretty much every guy can spot it.
No.
Yep, they're on to you. Here's how they describe the flirting face. One, your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly. Okay? You have a slight smile.
God, I'm already...
No. And your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with. That is the flirting face.
That's the flirting face?
That's it. Like, it's that
to me,
easy.
It's like paying attention because I can't hear them. Like, you know, oh, like here's my, this is my good ear, and I'm looking and trying to, like, you know.
Well, that's good enough for us.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I think she's flirting with me.
She must be coming on to me. She's actually, like, paying attention to what I'm saying. She's a decent human being.
You know what's funny is you're probably right because they say guys pick up on it every time.
Yeah, we're not flirting with you guys. We actually want to get away from you.
Yes, you are. You're flirting.
As any guy, we think they're all flirting with us.
Oh, God.
She was flirting. She smiled. There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.